Lord, we are thankful for your goodness and kindness to us.
主，我们感谢你的恩慈和良善。
This is the new year, Lord, and we thank you that you brought us through the past year, and we thank you so much for the hopes that we have for this year.
主，我们感现在是新年的时候，我们感谢您在过去的一年一直带领我们走过，我们也为今年祈求，我们也带着盼望进到新的一年里。
We have found that you're a good and kind and loving God, and we just rejoice in that.
我们在过去的一年，发现您是一个有爱的好的神，我们非常的享受这一点。
And Lord, we thank you for David Dunlap. He's been a blessing to us, here in Vancouver, both, on Zoom recently and in person often. And we appreciate so much your sending him to us with the truth of God.
主，我们特别的为 David Dunlap 弟兄感谢您，无论是在教会的现场的活动还是在 Zoom 上的，他都给了我们很大的帮助，我们特别感谢您把他差派到我们中间来，带着您的真理到我们中间来。
And so Lord, we come again this evening and we realize that we haven't just come to hear David, but we have come to hear the Lord speak through David, and we pray that that is what will happen.
主，我们今天晚上来，我们知道我们不是来听 David 弟兄给我们讲的，我们是来听，神借着他来讲给我们听的，真理，我们希望今天晚上就是这样发生的。
Give him the right words to help us understand, but give us the right hearts, we pray, to respond as we ought to the truth of God.
所以祈求您，不仅让我们明白您的真理，也给我们一颗对的心，能够正确的回应这真理。
So again now, we just bow before thee with thankfulness and prayer that your blessing will be upon us.
我们现在就在您的面前屈膝，感谢您，也祈求您的祝福临到我们。
And we ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样的祈求是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, David. We appreciate very much. The Lord bless you.
Well, good evening again, as we look into the book of Philippians.
那再次问候大家晚上好，我们今天还是继续来学习腓立比书。
I bring greetings to you, those that are in Vancouver, those that are tuning in from other places.
那我向在温哥华的弟兄姐妹以及在其他地方，在 Zoom 上连线进来的，弟兄姐妹们问好。
It's been a real pleasure for me toaddress, each of you in this, study in the book of Philippians, up to this point thus far.
那这对我来说是很大的荣幸啊，我，在过去的几周里一直到今天呢，我都在给大家讲这个腓立比书。
And, I look forward to again, as Eric has shared, to come back to you again and to minister on another portion of the Word of God.
那我也期待呢，就像刚才Eric 弟兄提到的，那将来呢，我还会再回来，再给大家讲圣经中的另外的部分。
So I invite you now to take your Bibles and turn with me to chapter 4 of the book of Philippians.
那请大家呢，把你们的圣经也翻到腓立比书的四章。
I want to remind you where we left off last week because it's quite important.
那我想要先提醒大家，我们上周是停到哪里了？因为这个非常重要。
We left off last week in chapter 4, and in verse 6, where it says, "Be anxious for nothing."
我们上周呢是停到四章的六节，就是应当一无挂虑这里。
And we shared with you that the literal rendering, the literal translation is.Do not be anxious for one single thing.
那我们跟大家提了，这里一无挂虑的这个，如果按字面翻译的字面直译的话，就是你不要为任何单一的任何一件事情忧虑。
And then we looked at the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, where he says not to be worried about what you should wear or what you should eat, because the Lord Jesus Christ, because God even cares for the sparrows.And the birds of the air.
嗯，然后呢，我们也查考了马太福音里面主的话，他说你们不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么，也不要为身体忧虑穿什么。
But we thought about this question: How is it possible? How is it possible not to worry about your life? And how is it possible not to worry for one single thing?
嗯，然后呢，我们就会想到一个问题，说这怎么可能呢？就是要求我们对我们不忧虑是。不为我们的生命忧虑，也不为任何一件事情忧虑，这怎么可能呢？
Now, I made the promise last week that I would give a solution to that question, a solution to that problem.
那我上星期呢答应大家，我今天呢会告诉大家一个解决方案，就是一个方法是怎么做到的。
I think Brother Harold says he's looking very forward to what the solution would be.
那我还记得Harold 的弟兄上周讲过，他说他已经往下读了，他已经找到了这个解决方法。
And the solution is a biblical solution, is a solution of the Word of God, and that's the best kind of solution that we can have.
那这个解决方案呢，是和圣经的，它是神的话，这是我们能得到的最好的解决方案。
We're not talking about going to a psychologist, we're not talking about some remedy from the world.Remedy from outside of the scriptures, but we're talking about what the word of God has to say.
我们这里讲的方法啊，不是去找心理医生，也不是去寻找在世界在圣经以外的任何的这个治疗的方式，而是完全是在神的话语里面找到的解决方案。
So let us dig in to the word of God, and I want to ask our translator Yanling if she would. If she would read for us, verse 6 and verse 7 and 8 and 9, verses 6 through 9, please.
Okay. 我给大家读一下六节，四章的六节一直到九节。应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的，这些事你们都要去行，赐平安的神就必与你们同在。
Now you'll notice in verse 6, and before we look at verse 6, I want to say this. We're going to look at the last half of chapter 4, and the answer is not only in the verses that were just read, but also in the latter part of the chapter. The whole second half of the chapter is going to be the solution, the biblical solution.For worry and anxiousness in our lives.
那在讲解第六节之前呢，我先要告诉大家，就是不仅是我们刚才读的这个六到九节这一段，而是这个四章的整个后半部分呢，都是关于这个怎么样才能不忧虑的这个答案，就是对，所以这个是呢，我们从圣经里得着的，和圣经的，从神的话里面得着的，关于如何解决忧虑和焦虑这个问题的解决方案。
But notice, let's go back to verse 6, please. And notice in verse 6, the little word, but.
我们看一下第六节，中间有一个连词叫 but, 就是只，但是。
So the Apostle Paul says, be anxious for nothing.He doesn't stop there. He says, but.
所以在第六节里保罗先是说应当一无挂虑，然后他们没有停在这里，他说只要，用了一个转折词，只要怎么怎么样。
So, the first solution he speaks about is prayer.
那首先呢，在他的这个解决方案里，他先提到的是祷告。
But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving,Make known your requests to God.
他说只要凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢将你们所要的告诉神。
So let's begin to think about some of these aspects of verse 6, the second part of verse 6.
我们先来看看这个第六节后半段的几个方面。
He says in verse 6, on everything in prayer, we cast all of our worry and all of our anxiety and all of life all the decisions and all the struggles and all that we have, we take them and we cast them upon the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他这里说，只要凡事借着祷告，也就是说呢，把我们所有的忧虑，所有的在生活中的要做的决定，我们的挣扎，我们的需要，所有的一切都把它交给主，就是放在主的身上。
1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7 says this, cast all your cares upon him because he cares for us.
在彼得前书的五章七节里他说，你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他爱你们。
Now notice in that verse in 1 Peter 5, 7, casting all your cares upon him.
我们注意看彼得前书五章七节里他说的是将一切的忧虑卸给神。
He says in verse 6, bring all of your cares, all of your anxiousness, all of your worries, you cast them upon the Lord Jesus Christ by prayer.
所以这两节经文说的都是一个意思，就是把你一切的忧虑，一切的烦恼，一切的挂虑都要一股脑的卸给神，借着祷告卸给神。
Now, there's something very beautiful about this word, in verse 6, prayer.
那关于在第六节里面祷告这个词啊，有一些很美的意思在里面。
Notice, but in everything, by prayer.
他说凡事借着祷告。
This word prayer is a very interesting word in the original Greek language.
那在这个希腊原文里祷告这个词啊很有意思。
It's the Greek word psuche.
是 psuche 这个希腊文。
And what's interesting about this word, it's used many, many times for prayer, but it's used for prayer in the sense of worship.
那这个词呢很多次都是当作祷告用的，但是它这个祷告呢是在敬拜中的祷告。
It's sometimes used of the place of prayer, believers going to the place of prayer.
那有的时候呢它是用指祷告的地方，就是一个基督徒一个信徒要到一个地方去祷告。
Which means a place of worship.
那意味着就是敬拜的地方。
And many times in the New Testament, it has the meaning of worship.
所以在新约里面呢很多的时候呢它是指敬拜的这个祷告这个词。
You know, we could say, when you're tempted to worry, worship.
所以我们可以这样说哈，当你被试探要忧虑的时候呢你要去敬拜。
Now what is so special about this is when we look at our problems, we then go look at the greatness and the limitlessness of God, that he is able to handle whatever problem we have.
所以的意思是说，当我们去想到自己的麻烦的时候呢，我们要去想，去看神，看他的伟大和他呢无限的这个不受限制的能力。
In our chapel building here in Florida,
那我们在我们佛罗里达这个教会这个建筑的这个建造过程中
we have a wall plaque, with a saying.
这个 saying. 那我们有墙那种宽的。
And on it, it says, when your problems are so great that you can't stand, then kneel.
Amen.
Oh, could you repeat that again?
When our problems are so great that we can't stand, that we kneel in prayer.
就是如果我们的麻烦太大了，以至于我们承受不了的时候呢，我们就把祷告当成钉子一样，我们就把它钉上去。
When we're so burdened with problems, we bow in worship to the Lord Jesus Christ.
那当我们心里焦虑似火烧的时候呢，我们就俯下来，祈求我们的主耶稣基督。
So he says, be not anxious for anything, but in prayer.
所以他说你要一无挂虑，但是呢要去祷告。
But then he tells us also, he tells us in verse 6, but with all supplication.
然后他说后面一个除了祷告要祈求。
With all supplication, with thanksgiving, making our requests known to God.
那借着祈求和感谢将你们所要的告诉神。
Now, what does this word supplication mean?
那这里祈求这个词是什么意思呢？
It's used a number of times in the New Testament.
在新约里呢，这个词用过几次。
But sometimes we just skip over it because it's not a familiar word to us.
有的时候我们就会跳过这个词，因为这个词呢，我们不是很熟悉。
Even to native English speakers, it's not a familiar word.
那即使对一个从小就是英说英语长大的这个人来说呢，这个 supplication 这个词呢，对他们来说都是不常用的一个词。
It means to cry out to the Lord.
它的意思呢，就是向神呼求的意思，哭求的意思。
It means to have passion and with great need and great burden, we bring our need and our request to the Lord.
就是说他一个人呢在他极大的需要或者是极大的这个麻烦苦难当中的时候呢，他带着很强烈的感情啊，就是来到神的面前去祈求他。
Keep your finger in Philippians chapter 4, but turn with me to Luke's Gospel chapter 11.
好，我们等一会儿再回到腓立比书四章，我们先翻到路加福音的十一章。
In Luke's Gospel chapter 11, from verse 1 all the way down to verse 13, it's all about prayer.
在路加福音的十一章的一到十三节啊，讲的都是祷告，关于祷告的道理。
The first part, verses 1 through 4, is what we call the disciples' prayer, or the Lord's prayer.
那一节到四节呢，可以叫做门徒的祷告，也可以叫做主的祷告。
But in verses 5 through 10, we have a parable of the Lord Jesus Christ about prayer.
那在第五到第十节呢，主耶稣这里是用了一个比喻来教导关于祷告的事。
He says, which one of you has a friend that when he comes at midnight, and that in the Jewish custom, when a person came to a person's home, it was hospitable to welcome him.
那他说你们中间第五节耶稣说你们中间谁有一个朋友半夜到他那里去，那按照这个犹太人的习俗呢，如果有人到家里来呢，他是一定要热情的接待他的。
This little parable has three friends that are mentioned.
那这个小小的这个比喻的故事里呢，有三个朋友，提到了三个朋友。
The first one is mentioned in verse 5, a person in need who is traveling and he comes to the home of a friend.
那第一个朋友呢，就是一个在行路的，在旅行当中的人，他呢有他的需要，就是他要需要吃东西，然后他到了他的一个朋友的那里去。
In the days of the New Testament, if a person was unable to provide some food for a friend, it was a great embarrassment.
那在这个新约写成的这个时候呢，如果一个人呢，他不能给他的朋友摆上吃的话呢，对他来说是非常难为情的一件事。
So he goes to the home of another friend and asks if he can have some bread to serve to his guest.
然后呢，他就跑到他的另外一个朋友那里去问能不能他给他一些食物呢，他可以来招待这个到他这里来的这个朋友。
Now remember, this is late at night. This is midnight or later. And he goes to the home and the man says, my children are in bed and my door is closed. I can't help you, my friend.
我们要记得这个事情呢是发生在半夜甚至是后半夜的时候，然后他的那个朋友就说呢，那我的孩子都已经上床睡觉了，我的门也关了，现在都已经半夜了。
Well, look at verse 8 with me for a moment.
好，我们一起来看第八节。
But I tell you, he says, will he not rise if you keep on asking, if you keep on requesting of this friend, will he not give you bread?
他说，如果你一直情辞迫切的直求的话呢，这个朋友最后会给你的。
Now look in verse 8 at a very special word in the middle of the verse.
好，我们来注意看第八节的中间有一个特别的词。
This is another word that we don't come across in English very often either. Importunity.
Or persistent.
Importunity.
那这里面呢也是一个英语中平常不太用的词呢，那中文这里翻译成就是直求，就是坚持不懈的求。
This word is a very interesting word. It means with great boldness, or almost great without any shame.
那这个词里面有一个含义的，就是它是非常大胆的，或者说呢，甚至是就是不知羞耻的，厚颜无耻的求的意思。
The Lord Jesus says, because, not because he's a friend, but because of your great boldness, and that you come without shame,bringing your need before your friend.
所以主说，虽不因他是朋友起来给他，但因他情辞迫切的直求，也就是说他都不顾颜面的来这样恳求你的话呢，他的这个朋友就必起来照他所需用的给他。
You keep on knocking on that door.
那就是说你一直都在敲门敲。
And then that friend rises up to give you the bread that you need.
然后你的朋友呢，他就从床上爬起来，把你需要的饼给你了。
Now remember, you see, this is supplication, crying out to God in your need.
那我们用这个就是来解释这个祈求这个词，就是向神呼求。
Now I want to look at one more thing before we go back to Philippians, and that's down in verses 11 through 13.
然后呢，我们再回到腓立比书四章之前呢，我们再要讲一点啊，就是刚才路加福音的这一段啊，就是从第九节到第十三节。
Now the Lord Jesus moves from this parable about a friend to speaking about our God, our Father in heaven.
所以主呢就借着这个比喻啊，来讲到了我们在天上的父啊，我们的神。
And notice something very carefully. In the previous parable, three times he mentions a friend.
那我们有一个地方要非常仔细的看啊，就是在前面这个比喻里面呢，他有三个，提到了三个朋友。
But when you come to 11 through 13, it's different. Now he says, your heavenly father.
然后呢，在第十一节到第十三节的时候呢，这个人就不一样了。他提到的是你天上的父。
If you go, he says in verse 11, shall a son, if he asks his father for bread, will he give him a serpent?
他说，你们中间做父亲的，谁有儿子求饼，给他石头呢？求鱼，反拿蛇当鱼给他呢
？I'm sorry, a stone. Will he give him a stone?
谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢
？Or if a son asks a father for a fish, will he give him a serpent？
那如果这个儿子求鱼，这个父亲岂能拿蛇给他呢
？He's talking about our heavenly Father. Coming to God, our heavenly Father in prayer.
这里讲的就是我们天上的父啊，就是当我们在祷告中来到父的面前的时候的情形。
He says this down in verse 13. Notice the language. How much more shall your heavenly father give?
所以我们看第十三节啊，他是用的什么词啊？他说，何况天父岂不更将怎么怎么样吗？
He says in the first part in the parable, when you go to a friend, he might give you some bread.
所以在前面的这个比喻里面啊，他是说的是朋友的关系。你到朋友那里去呢，他可能会给你一些饼。
But when you go to your heavenly father with boldness, how much more will your heavenly father answer that prayer than a friend here on earth?
所以在十三节他说如果你到你的天父那里去，去带着你的需要去呼求他的时候，他岂不会比那个朋友所给的要更多的多吗？
So he tells us in supplication and boldness, when we go to our Heavenly Father, how much more of a guarantee, how much more confidence we should have that God will answer our request when we come to him.
所以这里呢就告诉我们一个道理，就是当我们情辞迫切的直求，当我们到天父面前去呼求的时候呢，那这里面告诉我们是有多大的确据啊，就是有非常大的确据和保证，他天父一定会答应我们，一定会把更多更好的东西给我们。
So here we have a great illustration of supplication, crying out in boldness to God our Father, and how much more confidence we will have that he will answer our prayer.
所以在这里呢，主耶稣就用这样的一个比喻呢，举了一个很好的例子，告诉我们什么样的应该是什么样的态度到父的面前去祈求，而且告诉我们应该带着多大，带着非常强烈的一个信心呢，知道天父一定会答应我们的，一定会赐给我们。
So let's go back to our chapter in Philippians 4.
好，我们再回到腓立比书的四章。
He says, come in prayer. He says, come in supplication.
那他这里提到了借着祷告，借着祈求。
In everything, come in thanksgiving.
还有就是凡事都要借着感恩，感谢。
And then he says this, let your requests be known to God.
然后他说，将你们所要的告诉神。
And then he says after that, notice what he says. He says, and the peace of God. We talked about worry and we talked about be not anxious for one single thing. But now he says the peace of God will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus.
然后他接下去就说，这时候就有神的平安来到了。前面讲到的是你不要忧虑，你要一无挂虑，然后这里告诉你就是神的平安呢，必保守你们的心怀意念。
In fact, you want to read verse 7, the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep or guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
我们再把第七节完整的读一遍哈，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
What a great biblical solution to worry.
所以这是一个多么好的和圣经的解决忧虑的一个方案呢。
On one hand, we have worry. On the other hand, when we bring it to God, we have the peace of God that passes all understanding.
所以一方面呢我们会忧虑，那一方面呢我们可以把这个忧虑借着祷告带到神的面前，然后呢神就会赐给我们出人意外的平安。
And so he says this is the biblical solution, but there's something else down in verse 8 and 9.
那这是一个和圣经的解决忧虑的方案，但是还不止这些，我们再看第八到第九节。
We bring our requests and our needs and our worries, and we lay them at the feet of the Lord Jesus, but then we also meditate upon what we see in verses 8 and 9.
那我们有忧虑的时候，我们不仅要借着祷告把这些忧虑烦恼都摆在主耶稣基督的脚前，而且还要照第八节第九节说的，我们要去思想一些事情。
Now, this is not some kind of worldly psychology that when we meditate on good things, that God begins to give us peace in our hearts.
那这里说的不是世界上的用的心理学的方法，他们告诉你说你要去思想一些好的事情，然后神就不，然后你就有平安了。不是的，这里是从神来的话，是和圣经的方法。
Now, these characteristics that we see in verse 8 and 9, I believe are all attributes and characteristics of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那他这里面第八和第九节说的所有的美德啊，所有的好的这个性情特点啊，我相信都是指着主耶稣基督的。
Whatever is true about the Lord Jesus, we meditate on it. Whatever is honest about the Lord Jesus Christ, we meditate on it.
那比如说凡是关于主耶稣基督的一些真实的事情我们要去默想，凡是关于他的一些可敬的事情我们要去默想。
Whatever is pure about the Lord Jesus, we meditate on it.
关于他的任何清洁的东西，就是纯净的东西，我们要默想。
He says in verse 8, near the end, think on these things.
然后第八节的末了，他说，这些事你们都要思念。
There's something wonderful about meditating on the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们去默想主耶稣基督这个人的时候呢，是非常美好的一件事。
When we have problems and we have worries in our lives, we go to the scriptures. We read as much as we can about the Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们有忧虑、有烦恼的时候呢，我们就赶紧去读经，我们读尽可能多的、尽可能多的去读关于主耶稣基督的事情。
We read about the works of the Lord Jesus.
我们读他的作他的工作。
The words of the Lord Jesus.
他的话语。
And the finished work and the cross of the Lord Jesus.
还有主耶稣在十字架上所做成的完成的工作。
And the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus and the miracles of the Lord Jesus and the power of the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣基督的能力，他的牺牲，还有他的行的神迹。
And this has an effect on our lives that it says in verse 9, and the God of peace shall be with you.
你这样做了以后呢，他就会对你的生命造成影响，就是第九节所说的结果，就是赐平安的神就必与你们同在。
So, the Apostle Paul gives us a solution, for worry in the last part, or in verses 6, 7, 8, 9. But now we want to go over to verses 10, to the end of the chapter.
好，我们刚才学到了第六到第九节啊，就是关于怎么解决忧虑的一个方法，使徒保罗给我们的。现在我们看第十节往后。
As we go to the end of this chapter, from 10 to 23, we begin to see the Apostle Paul speaking about his own life, but about how the Lord met every need in his life.
我们在第十节到第二十三节，就是四章的从十节到结束的部分，我们看到使徒保罗他自己的人生里面啊，他讲到的是主在他自己的人生里是怎么满足他的需要的。
So in verses 6 through 9, Paul gave us the principle. Now he's going to give us the outworking of that principle in his own life.
那可以说第六到第九节呢，使徒保罗是给了我们一个总的原则，然后到第十节到二十三节呢，使徒保罗是给我们讲了这个原则所运用出来的结果，就是他在自己的身上所展现出来的效果。
Someone might say, you say, Paul, to bring everything by prayer and thanksgiving to the Lord, and he will meet your need.
那有人会说，保罗，你既然说应当一无挂虑啊，凡事借着祷告祈求把它交给神。
Well, someone might read that and say, well, show us how he does that.
那有人说可能有人读到这点就说，那保罗你给我们讲一讲你是怎么做，就是这句话是怎么发生作用的。
Well, in verses 10 through 23, he shows us how he does that.
So, 然后第10到23节呢，保罗就告诉我们他是怎么按照这个原则去做的。
So I'm going to ask Yanlin,if she would read verses 10, 11, and 12.
好，我先给大家读一下10到12节。我靠主大大的喜乐，因为你们思念我的心如今又发生。你们向来就思念我，只是没得机会。我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随是随在，我都得了秘诀。
So in verse 10, the Apostle Paul says this. He says, I rejoice in the Lord that now at last your care for me could flourish again.
他说我在第十节，他说我靠主大大的喜乐，因为现在你们对我的关照啊，又重新活跃起来了，就是又重新发生起来。
He said, you had care for me. You always had care for me, but now you had the opportunity.
他说你们以前呢一直都是关心我的，都是看顾我的，只是没得机会。
He says in verse 11, he says, I speak not that I have want, for I've learned in whatever my state is, that in whatever state that I am in, to be content.
第十一节说，我并不是因为缺乏说这话，我无论在什么情况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。
He says, I know how to be abased, I know how to be low and in want, he says, and I know how to abound everywhere in all things.That I may learn.
他说我知道怎样处卑贱，处卑贱就是在缺乏的时候，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足或饥饿，随时随在我都得了秘诀。
He says, I am instructed to be both hungry and both to abound and to suffer need, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
但是我不管是饥饿还是有余或饱足或缺乏，我都得着了主给我的教导，就是我靠着那加给我力量的凡事都能做。
So Paul is thanking the believers at Philippi for sending a financial or a material gift to him while he is in prison in Rome.
那在这里呢，保罗是在感谢腓立比教会的信徒，在他罗马在当他在罗马坐牢的时候呢，他们给了他一些物质上的帮助，物质上的供应。
Now Paul says this gift was sent to him through the hands of Epaphroditus, who came from Philippi all the way to Rome to give him this gift.
那他们这些金钱上的捐赠呢，是派这个以巴弗提这个弟兄呢，一路从腓立比啊，一直送到了罗马，到送到了保罗手里。
So there's a number of principles in this passage about how God cares for us through his working, his sovereign working, his limitless working, through believers and through other means to provide for our needs.
那在这一段呢，我们可以看出神的做事的几个原则，在什么方面做事原则，就是他是如何借着他的工作，这个工作是大能的，是没有限度的，有的时候是借着信徒，有的时候是借着其他方式来供应我们的需要的，在这方面神的做事的原则是什么。
So in verse 10, Paul is saying, when I was with you 10 or 12 years prior, he said, you cared for my needs materially.
他说当我们跟我跟你们在一起的时候你们一直都是供应给我物质上的需要的。
There was a gap. There was a gap of time. We don't know how long it was. And they did not share with him any financial gift.
但是呢中间有一段时间的间隔，我们不知道这个时间有多长，就在这段时间里呢腓立比的教会的信徒呢没有再供应给保罗金钱上的支持了。
It was not because they didn't care for Paul, but they lacked opportunity to send that gift to him.
那不是因为他们现在对保罗的关心少了，而是因为他们找不着机会把这个捐献这个钱送到保罗那里去。
But now they hear that Paul is in prison in Rome, and they see this great opportunity, and they send a gift to him through Epaphroditus.
但是后来保罗呢在罗马坐了牢，他们发现这是一个好机会，然后他们就派了这个以巴弗提带着这个金钱的捐献呢送到了保罗那里。
Now look down at verse 15.
我们看往下看到第十五节。
He says, once and again you sent a gift to my necessity.
他说腓立比人呢，你们也曾经给我就是供应我必须的这个资金的资助。
Now let's look at a couple of principles.About this giving of this church to the Apostle Paul.
来看看就是这个教会供应使徒保罗金钱上的支持的一些原则。
First of all, God provides the needs of Apostle Paul through the giving of these believers at Philippi.
那首先我们看到主呢是借着腓立比这些信徒的捐赠来供应这个使徒保罗的需要的。
Sometimes God does something miraculous to provide for our needs.
那有的时候呢，神会用神迹的方式来满足我们的需要。
Sometimes he uses churches to supply our need.
有的时候呢，他会使用教会来供应我们的需要。
Sometimes he uses one individual to meet a need.
有的时候他会用一个单个的人来满足我们的需要。
And this is how God provides for workers and for people in need all through the New Testament and even today.
那这是在整个新约，甚至在今天都是这样的。神是用这样的方式来满足服事主的工人以及其他的所有的普通信徒的这个需要的一个方式。
Now, Paul never sent out a letter saying, I'm in prison and I have some needs. Would you send something to my need?
那保罗从来没有给他们写过信，他也没有在信中说，哦，我现在在坐牢，我现在有什么什么需要，请你们供应我们这个需要，供应我这个需要，他从来没有写过这样的信。
He never made his personal needs known, but when they were sent a gift, he thanked people.He thanked churches for sending the gift.
所以保罗从来没有告诉别人他需要什么，但是当别人把这捐献的钱送给他的时候呢，他会感谢他们，感谢这些帮助他的人。
There have been wonderful missionaries who've served the Lord in great ways, never asking for gifts to be sent to them, but God provided for them.
我们有很多很伟大的传教士啊，他们一直在为主做很伟大的事情，但是他们从来没有去告诉别人他们需要什么，可是神呢都供应他们的需要。
There have been great ministries built up without asking or sending one letter, but God providing through the hands of His people.
那有很多伟大的这个神国的事工啊，就从小到大这样发展起来的这个过程中啊，从来没有去给别人写信说他们要什么什么，但是呢神是都是供应了他们的每一个需要。
In the 1800s in Great Britain, George Mueller built an orphanage that served roughly 20,000 children without sending a letter to anyone, but God providing for his needs.
在19世纪啊，在英国有一个叫乔治米勒的基督徒啊，他是开这个孤儿院的，他呢救助了将近20,000个孤儿，他从来没有告诉任何人他需要什么，需要多少钱，但是神都供应了他。
Personally, I've been the Lord's work for over 25 years.Actually, I've been in the Lord's work for 40 years, and I've never sent out a letter requesting money to support me.
那我就我个人来说呢，我已经做主的工作40年了。那在这40年里呢，我从来没有写过任何一封信，寄出过任何一封信告诉别人我需要多少钱。
But God has provided all through my life and all through my married life for our family.And for myself.
那在这些年里啊，主一直都供应，不管是我单身的时候，还是我结婚以后，有家庭了以后，神都一直供应我。
When I was a new missionary, a new worker, I went to a particular church.
当我刚当做传教士的时候呢，我去一个教会。
I went to a particular assembly, and a man there.Put in my hand a $50 bill.
然后在这个教会呢，就有一个人在我手里呢塞了50块美金。
He said to me, he said, when you get very low in your life and you lack resources, take this $50 bill out of your wallet and use it.
他说呢，当你就是处于生命低潮的时候，当你缺乏的时候啊，你把这50块钱放在你的钱包里，你就去用吧。
I want to tell you this, that $50 bill is still in my wallet.
Amen.
我想告诉大家，这五十块钱现在还在我的钱包里，我还没有用过呢。
I keep it in that wallet just to remind me of God's provision. Every so often I see it there, just to remind me of God's faithfulness in providing.
我把它放在钱包里，就是为了提醒我，每次我看到这五十块钱的时候，就让我想起神的信实。
Now drop down with me to verse 18.
好，我们往下看到18节。
And Yan Lin, please read verse 18.
但我样样都有，并且有余，我已经充足，因我从以巴弗提受了你们的馈送，当作极美的香气，为神所收纳所喜悦的祭物。
Now notice something about God and the giving of this gift.
我们在这里看到啊，就是关于这个馈送这个这件事情里面的神的作为啊。
I love the language that's used here because it shows us something of God's graciousness and generosity.
我特别喜欢这里用的这些词啊，因为他们表现了就是神在这个馈送方面，这个赠与方面的他的这个伟大。
Look at the first part of verse 18. I have received full payment. I have more than enough. I am amply supplied by your gift.
十八节的开头他说，我样样都有，并且有余，我已经充足啊，因为你们送给我的这个馈赠的礼物啊。
Notice what he says, I have more than enough.
他说我有余了，就是比我需要的还要多。
I am amply supplied through the gift from Epaphroditus that you sent.
我已经充足，因我从以巴弗提受了你们的馈送。
This is what God does. He amply supplies for us.
对，这就是神所做的，他是充充足足的供应我们的。
Paul can say, I have more than enough.
所以保罗就可以说，我已经有余了。
And then you see something else in verse 18, very important. He is very thankful, very gracious in giving his thanks to those who gave the gift.
那第十八节呢，还告诉我们另外一件事呢，就是保罗非常的感恩，他为送给他的这些礼物啊，这个心存感激，非常非常的感谢。
And he gives thanks to God as well. Notice the last part of verse 18.
然后同时呢，他也感谢神。我们看这个十八节的后半段。
This gift, and look at the language of verse 18. I think it was a number of gifts that were sent because he says, I received from Epaphroditus the gifts, plural, that you sent.
那我觉得这个以巴就是腓立比教会送给他的这个馈送不是单一的，应该是复数，应该是多次，因为他这里说的这个英文的这个 gifts 呢是一个复数，有一个 s, gifts.
I don't know.If it was a number of families, a number of individuals gathered together, gifts, and all of them were brought. But he says, the gifts that Epaphroditus gave to me, they are a fragrant offering and an acceptable sacrifice pleasing to God.
那也许呢，这是指从不同的人那里奉献的钱，或者是不同的家庭那里奉献的钱归拢在一起呢，交由以巴弗提呢带过来的。然后他这里说呢，这些馈赠们就是他们就是they 是复数，他们就是我把他们当作极美的香气啊，为神所悦纳所喜悦的祭物。
So they were generous, and Paul is gracious to thank them.And thank God for this wonderful gift and gifts that were sent.
所以呢，这个腓立比教会的信徒呢，他们是慷慨的，然后保罗呢是感恩的，所以他们保罗呢既谢谢他们，也谢谢神，也感谢神赐给他的这些礼物。
Then look at verse 17 with me for a moment.
好，我们再回去看第十七节。
In verse 17, he says this: Not that I desire a gift, but He said that it would contribute towards a spiritual reward for the giver.
他说我并不求什么馈赠，不是我需要什么馈赠，而是我希望就是这个赠给人的人呢，他们的这个奖赏呢会越来越多。
He says that they may abound to a credit to your account.
他说希望归在你们的账上的果子啊越来越多。
He says there's a spiritual reward.For those who give graciously, and may this be credited to their account.
那些慷慨的奉献的人呢，赠送金钱的人呢，他们呢是有很多的属灵的奖赏的，是都记在他们的账上的。
So in this last section of chapter 4, he shows the satisfaction of a material gift. He shows the provision in verses 11 and 12.
就刚才讲的这一段呢，讲的就是如何是在物质上是满足一个信徒的这个需要的和供应的。
The provision of material gifts and the provision of satisfaction and contentment in Paul's life.
以及十一节和十二节就讲的是保罗他是如何得到满足，也同时学会知足感恩的，就知足的。
You know, many people find contentment in accomplishments or possessions or in wealth.
那很多人呢，是在他们的所取得的成就，是他们的这个财富上面，他们的功绩上面，得着满足的。
But people who have wealth and have accomplishments and have possessions, they find that contentment is elusive. Contentment is hard to find.
但是即使那些拥有了财物，拥有了金钱，拥有了成就，取得了成就的人，他们也发现这个知足的心是很难得着的。
The only real contentment we can find is contentment in God himself.
那唯一的满足是只有在神那里才能得着的。
And so Paul says this in verse 11 and 12.
所以保罗在11和12节讲的就是这方面的事情。
He says, not that I speak of want.
他说我并不是因缺乏说这话。
He says, I have learned in whatever state that I'm in to be content.
他说我已经学会了无论在什么情况都可以知足。
Paul was content when he had little.
那他只有很少的东西的时候呢，他知足。
Paul was content when he abounded.
当他有丰富的东西的时候呢，他也知足。
And notice this language Paul uses in verse 11. He said, I learned to be content.
所以我们看第十一节，他是这样用词的，他说我已经学会知足了。
The learning is the language of a student, of someone who has gone through experience and seen God meet him on every turn, on every hand, in every situation.
那所以这个学这个词呢，就像一个学生啊，他在经验中最终学会的那个过程是一样的。是保罗也是在一次一次的事情中，一次一次的机会中，他看到了神的供应，他学会了知足。
When you have a father, no matter what happens in your life as a child, he's always there to meet your need.
那如果你有一个父亲啊，在你的生命中，无论任何时候你有需要，你的父亲都能够满足你的话。
Things can go well for you or things can go poorly for you, but you always have a father who meets that need. You're safe. You're secure in the home of your mother and father.
就是不管事情顺利也好，还是曲折也好，你总是可以有一个父亲可以依靠，他总在那里可以帮助你。 你在家里总是能找到这样的帮助。
Paul says that's the kind of contentment I have. No matter what my situation is, I am content because of the love and grace and mercy and kindness of the Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗说我现在得着的就是这样一种知足，就是无论我的生活中发生什么，有需要什么，只要有主的，有这个信实的慈爱的。 爱我的大能的主在，我就知足。
Now there's a wonderful verse about this principle in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5.
在希伯来书的13章5节里面，就是也是关于这一方面的一个原则。
It says that, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have.
他说你们存心不可贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为足。Because
God said, I will never leave you or forsake you.
因为主曾说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。See,
contentment doesn't come from the money.
所以知足的心呢，它不是从钱那里来的。
Contentment comes from, I will never leave you or forsake you.
这种满足啊，是从主的应许说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你而来的。
And then we have in verse 13, the provision of strength in our lives.
然后我们就再回到腓立比书四章的十三节，这里讲的是神在我们的生命中供应我们力量。
The provision of material support, the provision of contentment, the provision of strength in our lives.
所以主不仅供应我们物质上的需要，也供应我们满足的心。现在呢，他还要给我们所需要的力量。
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
他说我靠着那加给我力量的凡事都能做。
It doesn't mean that you can be a surgeon.Or fly an airplane.
不是说你现在你就可以去开飞机了。
When he says, I can do all things, it means I can do all things in the service of God.
他这里凡事都能做呢，就是在一切服侍主的事情上。
There's no limitation. When you begin to serve God, there's no limitation of strength of what God can do through you.
那就是说，如果你开始服侍主的话呢，主所给你的力量呢是没有限度的，就是主可以借着你做很多很多的事。
You'll find no task is too great.
你会发现没有什么任务是太难以至于做不了的。
For God to meet your need of strength.
因为神会供应你力量的。
Whether Paul was shipwrecked, or he was beaten, or left for dead, or cast into prison,He says, I have a strength that no one knows about. I have this indwelling power from the Spirit of God.
那当保罗无论是他是被鞭打，还是被石头打，还是被还是遭遇沉船的事故，或者扔到监狱里，在无论哪一个境况里面，保罗就说有主赐给我里面的力量，我这些事情都能够做，都能够挺住。
And then we want to close off our study tonight.By looking at verse 19.
那最后呢，我们看第十九节啊。
In verse 19, he says, God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
他说，我的神必照他丰富的荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里，使你们一切所需用的都充足。
We've been looking in chapter 1 about the preaching of the gospel.
我们在第一章看到第一章是讲的是关于传福音的。
God shall supply all your need.
神会供应你一切的需要。
We're looking in chapter 2 about unity and struggles within the church. God shall supply all your need.
然后第二章呢讲到教会的合一的时候呢讲到教会的遇到那些麻烦要解决的时候神也会供应我们的需要。
We're looking in chapter 3 about false teachers and false teaching. And God shall supply all your need.
那第三章呢我们讲到要预防假教师和假这个教道理的时候呢神说在这方面我也会供应一切的需要。
And we're looking in chapter 4 about anxiousness and difficulty and some division among workers. And God shall supply all your need.
然后第四章呢我们讲到在有忧虑的情况下有麻烦的情况下或者教会有不合一的情况下呢神也会供应一切我们所需要的。
Let's break this verse down, verse 19. Let's break it down and look at it. Look at four parts of verse 19 and then we'll close our time off in prayer.
好我们在我们把这个十九节啊把它分开来讲分成四段四部分来讲来逐一分析。
Now notice how it begins. It begins with God.
那首先呢，它是一开头讲到的是神，从神开始的。
He's the source.
他是源头。
He's the source to meet all of our need.
他是满足我们一切需要的源头。
Men will fail us.
人会辜负我们的，人会让对做不到的。
Organizations will fail us.
那组织呢也是靠不住的。
Any other arrangement will fail us.
其他的一切的安排呢也都是 不顶用的。
But God will never fail in meeting our need in our lives.
但是神在供应我们生命中一切的需要的方面呢，是绝不会让我们失望的。
The God of all grace, the God of all power, the God of all love, the God of all kindness will always meet our need.
那充满恩典的神呢，充满爱的神，充满能力的神，充满信实的神，他是永远都会满足我们的需要的。
The second thing in this verse we see is this, God shall supply all your need.
那这句话的这个第二部分呢，就是神会满足你一切的需要。
The little word shall or will shows us the guarantee of what God will do.
那这里面的这个 shall 也好 ,will 也好这个词呢都表明神的一个确据，他担保他一定会这样做。
It's a promise of God.
这是神的一个应许，就中文翻译成必怎么怎么样。
God shall supply all your need.
神必满足你们一切所需用的。
Whenever you get low, whenever you have a need, whenever the situation is, God will provide for it.
那不管你遇到什么情形，不管你人生处于什么样的低谷，不管你有什么样的需要，神都能够供应你。
And then the third aspect in this verse.
这一节的第三部分啊。
All your need.
是你一切所需用的。
Whether it be financial, God will meet our need.
不管是财务上的需要。
Whether it be food, God will meet our need.
也可能是食物上的需要，神也会满足。
Whether it be a family situation, God will meet our need.
也可能是家庭问题上，神也会满足我们的需要。
Whether you're interested in getting married, or you are married, God will meet our need in marriage.
那不管你现在是着急要结婚，还是已经结婚了，神都会满足你在婚姻里的需要的。
Whether it be decisions we have to make, God will meet our need.
那你需要做决定的时候呢，神也会满足你的需要。
Whatever the situation may be, God will meet our need.
不管你的情形是怎样的，神都会供应你一切所需的。
And God will meet all of your need in those areas.
所以在这所有的领域，所有的方面，你一切所需用的，神都会供应。
God will not meet 80% of your need.
神不是说只满足你 80% 的需要。
God meets 100% all of your need.
但是你一切的是 100% 的需要他都满足。
And then we see something else. And the last thing in this verse.
然后呢我们看就是这里提到的第四个部分，就是这个经文的最后一部分。
He meets our need in the unlimited resources of the richness of his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
他说他是怎么满足我们一切需要呢？是照他荣耀的丰富啊，就是照他无尽的那个资源来满足我们的。
According to his unlimited riches in glory, God meets our need.
是按照他无尽的丰富和他的荣耀来满足我们的需要的。
There's no limitation on what God can do.
所以神所能做的是没有限度的。
Out of the vastness of God's wealth and riches, God meets our need.
所以是按照神他那极大的丰富啊，他是特别特别特别富足的，按照他的这个富足来满足我们的。
So Paul is speaking about how God provides satisfaction in his life.And contentment and strength and material provision.
所以保罗在四章的后半段讲到神是如何供应他物质的需要的，如何让他学会有知足的心的，如何是加给他力量的等等这些。
Sometimes it comes through the hands of other believers.
那有的时候呢是借着其他信徒的手供应他的。
Sometimes individuals.
有的时候是借着个别的一个一个的信徒供应他的。
But ultimately, it comes through the provision of the vast, limitless resources of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是无论通过什么方式，最终的这个源头，最终的来源呢，都是从神的无尽的丰富和他的这个富足荣耀里面给赐给保罗的。
Paul said, in principle, be anxious for nothing.
所以保罗在前面提到的原则就是你不要为任何事情忧虑。
And Paul saw that worked out in his own life. He said, learn to be content in whatever would happen in my life.
然后保罗发现这个原则呢是完全的在他的生活中应验了完全发挥作用了。所以他说我学会了在凡事上知足。
In the last three verses, Paul simply thanks these believers for all they mean to him in his service for God.
然后在后面的最后这三节呢，是保罗是感谢这些信徒啊，在他的生命中对他的帮助。
In these three verses, 20, 21, 22, 23, he speaks about, he uses the word brethren, and twice he uses the word saints.And he's simply saying how much he appreciates his fellow brothers and sisters in Christ.
在21, 22, 23这最后三节里面啊，保罗提到了这个弟兄，还有两次都提到了圣徒，所以他又想用这样的称呼呢，来表达他是多么的感谢和珍视这些基督徒们。
Well, we want to close off our study in prayer. I want to thank you for the opportunity.To share and to teach the word of God to you. I want to turn our remaining time over to Brother Eric.
好，那我们最后呢，要用祷告来结束我们这个腓立比书整卷书的学习哦。特别感谢大家给我这样的机会，能够跟大家分享神的话语。然后我们就把时间呢交给 Eric.
Yes, thank you for being with us, David. We'll close in prayer, and if there are any, questions. I think we still have a little bit of time. I'd ask Mr. Summers to come up and give some help here. And let's just ask the Lord's blessing so far upon us. Father, we thank you again. You are the giver of every good and perfect gift.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，你是赐一切恩赐和美善的赏赐的神。
Father, we thank you too that you.Provide the gifts at the exact kind and the exact time that we need those gifts.
你是在我们按照最我们最需要的方式最需要的时间把这些恩赐赐给我们的。
Father, there may be some real needs tonight.
那天父也可能今天晚上在座的弟兄姐妹当中真的有现实的极大的需要。
Lord, you are able toSupply them according to the riches, your riches of glory in Christ Jesus.
主啊，我们相信你也能够按照在耶稣基督里的荣耀的丰富来供应他们。
He who suffered in our place, who now has inherited all things and makes it available to us.
他曾经替我们受苦受难，那他因此呢就继承了。承担了承接了所有的产业，然后他可以借着这个产业来供应我们一切的需要。
So we thank you, O God, our Father, meet our needs. We pray we're a needy people.
所以天父，我们祈求您供应我们的需要，我们都是非常缺乏、非常困苦的人。
And so, Father, if there's anyone that has a special need tonight, Lord, I pray for them.
主啊，如果今天晚上有特别的需要的弟兄姐妹，我为他们祈求。
And we thank you that you are a good heavenly father.
我们感谢你，您是我们在天上的好的父。
We thank you now in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们感谢是奉主耶稣基督的名， Amen.
So we do have a little time for a question.
好，我们有时间来问。